The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Sorry. There. Thank you very much. Silence the voice. We're still talking about my night. The incident. And now the offender is awake, and he just texts me.
Where'd you go?
He's still drunk.
He's on the line right now.
Hey, it's TV's Doug Hopkins. I can't find my shirt.
You there, purter mouth?
Put your goddamn shirt on, Doug.
Where am I?
You're spitting in my water cup as we speak.
Bing. Whose water cup was it first?
Okay. Get out of here.
You got pretty calves.
Am I going to get...
It's $5,000 guarantee if I get a piece of this.
It was weird.
You know what? You need a couple of spittoons in your place.
Well, look. I just got evicted. He just texted me. He goes, I'm getting texts. What'd you say? I'm like, I told the truth. That's what the problem is. And he goes, that's it. You're evicted. I'm like, one day. I'm like, prorate it, and I'll get none of my stuff out of there because I haven't moved a thing in. He goes, I owe him $7.35 for the time spent. So it's pretty good. I got a good night out of it. Holy Moses, though. Nothing worse. Waking up to half-naked TV's Doug Hopkins staring at you, touching your calf. And you got no pants on. No pants on.
Going to watch that ad a lot differently. Him standing up in front of the Phoenix skyline.
Look, he told me the rest of my life without hearing these stories.
He even said it to me. He called at 4. Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I'm ready to go. But then he evidently dozed off, and he calls me up. He goes, don't beat me up too bad. And I'm like, I have no idea why I did what I did in your bathroom. And I'm like, I don't know what you did in there. I thought you died. I was going to leave you for dead. And he's laughing. And I said, I still don't understand the touching McCaff. And he goes, just make sure you don't, like, people know I can still buy and sell houses. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're not, you didn't lose your license or anything. You just touched a pseudo celebrity too much with your shirt off in a bedroom with my pants down. And that was the whole moment of the whole night was me going into that room and just I actually kind of looked. It's, you know, it's a new thing. I had never been. I took my pants off like I was ashamed. Like, oh, man, I don't know if this is a good idea or not. I'm not real comfortable.
Is this safe?
There's a couple of guys out there I don't know. And
how?
I'll keep the shirt on. I got my Christopher Cross shirt on yesterday, so there I am. No pants. That makes it worse. I got a Christopher Cross shirt on, no pants, and one sock.
Look at this twink. Look at this twink. He's asking for it.
What's with the sheep in the living room?
You guys.
Initiation.
You boys seen my new roomie? Let's wake him.
That was weird. But it was fun and hilarious. Not to say a little bit.
Be
scary.
Back in 5 days.
Going back next game. I'll absolutely right back at it. Got no problem with that. It was a good time. So, but yeah, just know that when you're dealing with TV's Doug Hopkins, he chews. So keep your water glass away. What's the matter?
I'm getting texts from the promo staff. I got to go.
Oh, you got to go?
Yeah, I got to go. Brett, I don't even know where I'm going, but.
I do. You're going to Safeway this morning. Brett's.
That would help.
Yeah. You didn't know this?
No.
Well, I knew I was going out. I just didn't know where.
Oh, you're just going to guess. Yeah, 83rd Avenue and Camelback. Hey, you got to go.
83rd Ave.
Yeah, 83rd Avenue and Camelback.
Oh, Christ, the avenues. No.
You're the worst fill in ever. Yeah. It's a charity event.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hang out with Doug Hopkins.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're going to pass him. If you see him on the side of the road hitching. No shirt.
How you doing, Doug?
Yeah, he's wildly comfortable the second. He's like, I'm in for the night. Shirt's gone. And it doesn't even go anywhere. Like it wasn't on a chair. It just disappeared. 83rd Avenue and Camelback.
Okay.
That is where Brett's going to go this morning. And Operation Hydration is back. And we need it now. The hot weather's here. We got fires all over the place. I mean, this is a thing we're going to do a bunch of. We need water. The city needs water. If not for the folks on the streets who are the ones who are most in need of it, but for city services and things like that, we fill up the water stations. They're everywhere. I didn't even know this existed till this campaign began 15, 16 years ago. And like, I didn't even know we had those, and I've lived here my whole life.
And it looks like the oven's being turned up next week.
We're going to get torched next week, 110 plus, 117 one of the days. So we need to fill up the Phoenix Rescue Mission as best we can. Head on out there to 83rd Avenue in Camelback. Drop a case of water for Operation Hydration as our friends at the Phoenix Rescue Mission do their best to help life people on the streets. You know, it's going to go from, as they say, unbearable to deadly. And we had a record-breaking number of people pass away from heat-related injuries last year. We got to not have that this year. I mean, COVID played a huge part that donations were down and everything else. So we got to make sure that's a thing. Brett's going to have a whole bunch of stuff out there, bandana stickers. Chance to win tickets to go see Slipknot November, Korn and Stain tickets. You got to sign up for all that stuff, and all you got to do is say hi to Bert. 7 until 9 this morning, 83rd Avenue in Camelback with our friends over at Safeway. Make your run.
We'll be accepting Pedialyte donations for the Holmberg right. Hopkins apartment as well. So.
Don't call it that. That sounds like a wedding invite.
The whole H&H.
Yeah, don't call it the Holmberg
Hopkins. Where are you guys registered?
I don't, we're not. It's not a thing.
I know.
I don't like the Holmberg Hopkins combination when it comes to living arrangements.
H&H Ranch.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Let's get a brand.
We need to get you guys towels.
I'll go with H&H Ranch. I don't like this Holmberg Hopkins. It's too much like an announcement.
Come on. Some welding shop out there needs to make us a brand.
You know, well, I got branded last night because I can still feel where his hand touched my calf. I've only known him for a few months. I like the guy a lot. He's fun. We have a good time. But I didn't expect his hand on my calf while I slept in a bed without pants on this early in the relationship.
When's he meeting the family?
Never. It's handsy. The Holmberg Hopkins. Stop it. But it was a fun night. And that thing, that'll get used. You'll see, Brady. You'll be in there one of these nights and have a half-naked TV superstar hovering
over
you.
It'll be like the old days at OU.
It will. It'll be
I'll call Brenham and see if he wants to fly in for a game.
I'll come in.
You think I'm getting in the Holmberg Hopkins Double H Ranch? A bunch of these bouncing off each other and touching calves? Forget it, Brady.
They're playing North Carolina basketball classics.
You go in that room, you play Kappa Kappa Ding Dong with those boys. I'm out.
Kappa Kappa Ding Dong.
Whoa. Doug Hopkins has my leg.
It's the worst when you don't know where you are and somebody wakes you. And there's a stranger in the room. Like you've never expected to wake up and see a guy come out of the TV. That's basically what I do. Like, that guy's on TV. Oh, yeah. I know him. It was a weird group because there's Kevin Ray.
You'll get the 2 a.m. wake up if I'm there as well. Touching the calf.
Why? Because you got to
need cash. Pizzas just dropped
pizzas
off.
Pizzas dropped
late
out.
Night pizza.
It's time for eats. I can't fast all night.
Yeah. Through the evening?
Through
what?
The whole entire sleep I have to fast? Well, that's ridiculous. I got a pie coming at 2.
Ain't got no breakfast. Ain't got no. You got cash?
Yeah. Hash browns?
Ain't got that.
Okay. Egg muffin?
Ain't got that.
What do you have?
Next time you go through, just say, put it on Brady's tab.
Yeah.
Okay, what you want?
I'm ordering for Brady.
All right. We need a tortilla-free burrito. Just the fixings.
Anyway, so it was good. Go visit Brett this morning. He's at the Safeway. 83rd Avenue in Camelback. And then we're going to have Kevin Ray on this morning later. He was part of that weirdo night last night, although he controlled.
Is he going to be on?
Yeah, he's fine. I already texted him.
Okay.
And he's going to join us. There's a happening. This is a happening.
Whose leg did he touch last night?
No, but he went home in a reasonable hour. He came up to the weirdo. Well, we went up to his friend's apartment first.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
He didn't come back down to the H&H Ranch.
Smart.
He went home. And that was probably... I had to be like 11:30.
Uh-oh, John, tell Bert there's construction at 83rd Avenue and Camelback. It's down to one lane.
Oh, boy.
So it'll be a little bit late.
All right, he might be a little late, but that's all right. Our promo guys will be out there first, so we're in good shape. What's the matter?
I just got this. Over. This is from the story yesterday that we did, but it's from Christy.
Oh, but the turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got hit by her boyfriend. Troy Hayden texted me last night.
What?
They're going out there this morning.
Oh.
They got together with a bunch of tortoise enthusiasts. Put money together.
That's a slow group.
I know. Well, they sped this up. They got a reward is over $10,000 for any information leading to the tortoise killers.
And Troy Hayden told me it's because I was crying. He said, "Well, you thanks for bringing the attention to us." And I hate to break it to you, Channel 3 brought it to my attention, so come on, 10, pick it up a little bit. But yeah, Troy said, we're going to go out there tomorrow morning. We've raised a bunch of money. I'm like, that's fantastic. So good. Yeah, whatever.
They'll have a reporter out this morning, I guess, Channel 10.
Yeah, Troy said, we're going out today. And he said, all because you were crying your eyes out. He said, it brought attention to it. And I'm like, well, there you go. My tears.
Made the city cry,
bring
too.
Joy. I did. I brought the town to its knees. And then Doc Hopkins took his shirt off. It was hilarious. And then the cop said that. The cop said that they would back me up because I called for the immediate dismantling of the human being that did this to that tortoise. We talked about it yesterday. If you didn't hear, it was an awful story. Some idiots went over to this guy who raises Galapagos turtles in Levine and picked up the turtle and put it in the road and ran their car over it and kind of blew it up. And this poor guy who's raised this thing for 27 years, he's got a couple others. Sees it with its shell completely off and said,
pieces of the shell in his yard.
It looked back at me like she knew. Like, this is bad, and you're the only one I know. Like, you helped me, right? And then he couldn't. So they had to euthanize her. I get this from someone named Corey. Says, I just listened to the thing from yesterday morning. Absolutely effing despicable, and I'm with you. Get that sumbitch off this earth. We do not need scum like that out with us. I've always said that about all bad people, but especially those who harm animals and children. If you get any pushback for saying that that person needs to be killed, I'm here to support you. I got your back. And I know a lot of people feel the same way. Holmberg, you have an army of supporters. We will not let you go down. We will go violent riot style. That's what it takes. This escalated quickly. It seems like that's what's in now anyway. Protest, riot. Look out now, Corey. Well, thank you, Corey. We don't need to riot quite yet. I mean, thanks for having it on the brain, but let's calm down.
Information first.
Yeah, let's find out. But that's all I was saying. If you happen to know the person and they've said something.
Somebody's bragging about
it. Throat punch them. Yeah, I hope someone is, because then they'll get nabbed. But yeah, and if that's the case, 10 grand already. Yep. I don't even know how do you raise a reward. Can I give to that?
I think we can.
Right. Yeah, actually.
Let us know how we can do that. Because I'm all over that. I'd gladly try to raise that up a little bit. That story is absolutely brutal. This is not going to occur.
You don't know.
Next thing you know, you got Doug Hopkins and Russell Shaw, Eiffel Towering John Holmberg in the news. No.
In the new apartment.
Will never happen.
People are questioning why you're shacking up
with Hopkins. You got a wife at home and you're shacking up with Hopkins?
People are suggesting your gay neighbors have infiltrated you.
I wouldn't go after Hopkins. He's not my type.
Oh, come on now. What's wrong with Doug?
Oh, he's, not my type. You didn't say he's not a handsome man. I'm just, I'm bald.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to go after another bald guy. That's
it's
weird.
It's amazing what a good wig will do.
I don't want a wigged man. I want somebody like Brett. I like his hair. Well, I'm going to run my hands through somebody's hair. I'm not going for the exact same feeling I can get just at home by myself.
Like rubbing suede?
Yeah. I just want to be Doug's friend. Now, Kevin Ray, forget about it. That dude's hair is amazing. It's curly. That would have been really weird if it was him or Al McCoy that came in and woke me up in the middle of the night and started spitting in my water.
Shazam!
John, did you happen
to... Sons win! Hi, Al. You need to go to bed. Where am I? I'm like, I have a feeling that's age-related.
John, did you happen to slap high fives with Brady's doppelganger, Chris Haynes, last night?
No, I didn't.
He was having some trouble.
He struggled. I could hear him on the replay, and I was in the bed because the TV was at, I think if it goes to 90, it was at 88. And I could hear, let's throw it down to the courtside, Chris Haynes. Standing here in this court area, sideways, side swiped by the court, Chris Haynes. Like he's struck, and I just giggled in bed. I'm like, that was funny. That was a bad report. But yeah, you got that. So. Anyway, aside from that, back to the serious thing about the tortoise. If we can get that up on our Facebook page and people want to... I don't know how that works.
I just asked.
John, Inside Edition had the story yesterday, too.
No kidding.
Tears are flowing.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Good. Get more people out on that. It's got to happen. That is a terrible, terrible story. And I don't know that I would want a reward for that. I just want the person brought down. I mean, it's nice if you found out. But, I mean, it'll draw somebody out. Like, the good thing is that reward would make somebody who's not much of a friend to this idiot sit and go, yeah, this jackass kind of did it. And maybe the 10 grand, you know, for whatever reason, makes them a little more moral. So they go and do this. It's terrible. It's a terrible story. Just awful. So, good. I like when, everybody's on the same page here. And I've said it. If you find that person and you don't throat punch them, you've done a great disservice to the entire city and, nay, humanity.
I forget what the percentage is, but a lot of times it's the actual, if there's multiple people involved in it, one of those go for the reward.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that with those prisoners. Yeah. Well, we had that reward.
Like 80% or something?
What would Brady do on Monday where the dude helped plan the murder?
Oh, yeah.
And then bailed out at the last minute and tattled on his friends. He's like, this is wrong. What they're doing is wrong. And it was for his freedom. So, I mean, there was a payoff in the end. It was a selfishness in the end to say, look, if they get caught and I didn't say anything.
That was his reward.
If I don't say anything. So, I mean, the murder still occurred. His friends went to jail, but he did rat out everybody. So rat this guy out. Terrible story. And good. And I'm like Troy Hayden firing that off and Christy the Zoo Mom doing her thing. That's awesome. So keep it together. And I don't, I would love to be able to find that person. I'm not going to do a thing about a reward. I don't care about the money. I just give it right back to the person that guy who had him. I don't know if he needs money or if you give it to a shelter or give it to the zoo or whatever. I don't, whoever's helping.
Replace that.
You can't. It's like, it's like somebody killing your pet. It doesn't register with a lot of people because it's a tortoise, so we don't really get it. But when he said that thing about she knew me, and I recognized that she knew me right there, and she was scared. Like, what just happened? Horrible. Horrible. So people stink. They just all kind of stink. And, that's good. We got a lot of support on that one. That's a big deal. So I'm pleased with it. The city comes together all the time with charitable stuff, and when things are really bad, we do kind of have that band together. This is one of them. And it's fun to have the news people on your side for a change. They normally hate me. That guy's an idiot. I made friends with Brandon Lee. That's good. Except for he said I had a small dick on TV, so. Which is part of the news, so it's fake news. But it's news.
Still on their website, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
Well.
You should call a cease and desist.
Sue him. Absolutely. That's what I should do. Did anything else happen last night while I was blacked out? Nothing?
Just a bunch of car fires.
Yeah, I think the car, the
milk
accident.
Truck, and then there were two more out on the
Oh,
and
the Goodyear, yeah, on the 10, too. Yeah, there was a bunch.
Giant
left.
One.
Yeah, so.
And one on the 17.
Everybody calm down.
We had wrong-way drivers for a while. Now we just got carbecues.
You know what's funny? Last night when I was driving back from the H&H, and Hopkins just texted, he said, it's Hopkins-Holmberg. We're not going the other way with that. I'm like, oh. But I was driving back. I didn't want to take the freeway because it was like 3. And I was, debating going home or coming here, and I'm on the surface streets because of wrong-way drivers.
Yep.
It was in my head. I'm not getting on the freeway at 3
in
the morning.
I'm like Brady. Past 11, I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah. I hadn't done that yet, but I'm just not getting on the freeway that late because there was nobody out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'll just take surface streets because I thought wrong-way drivers the whole way.
Last time we were out at Gay Anderson Cooper's farm in Waddell.
Yeah.
When we drove back, it was middle lanes the whole way. Because you figure if somebody's going the wrong way, they tell you to stay out of the outside lanes.
So you go the other side.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird because that's the first time that's affected me. It just feels like a wrong way driver night. And I didn't get on the freeway because of it, which turned out to be good because the whole 202 was shut down at a certain point going this way. So I had to get off anyway. But yeah, that was the first time I thought of that.
You have to think like that in a way.
Absolutely.
And when you're out that late, just knowing it's. Again, it's always good. You should be thinking about that every time, is being aware when you're driving. And there's too many other distractions that.
Yeah, so many people think that they're just not paying attention.
Because that's one of the things they teach you, for sure, I mean, on motorcycles, but it should apply to cars as well. On a motorcycle, you have to just
be aware of everything.
I am going to expect someone to turn in front of me or
the motorcycle, looking for it. If you're kind of 50-50 and around on a motorcycle, you deserve it. You're going to get in big hits because you got to be 100% involved in the ride, 100%. And there's times
on long
you're going to take
rides,
a second. But
it's weird.
You'll drift.
It's like, and then once you finish that ride for the day, it's mentally draining a little bit.
No, you're always on.
Okay, so there's a – Christy just sent the thing over.
The link?
It's a hit and run at it's a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, AZ Family has the link to it. Also, tell your boy Troy to step up his game because on their site, They've got the reward now up to $11,525.
Yeah. It's $11,535.
Oh, look at that.
$25,000 goal. And I don't know if the reward's necessary. It kind of bugs me, but I understand, like, if that maybe somebody. But I don't care if it's if I had a family member do this, I'd turn them in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not protecting anybody from that type of stuff. That's somebody I don't want to be like, we're still friends.
I find it hard to believe that everyone in that car was in on that, you know, the one. But
if it's just two of
them. Two of the three. Right.
Were there three? They're sure?
The third, I think so. Didn't they say there was a third?
I only knew two. I don't know. I don't know that part of it. I just know in the truck, the two got out.
Well, the two were out,
pick
yeah.
it up. I mean, I need two people to pick one of those up. That's a big thing.
And they were struggling.
Yeah, it's 200 pounds minimum. That's terrible. Stop it.
This just in, John. The Betty Ford Clinic is pleased to announce the opening of the Holmberg Hopkins Rape and Substance Abuse Rehabilitation Wing.
You're not getting rehabilitated there. It will scare you straight, that's for sure. When that giant bear comes in and spits in your water.
The good news is they have the NBA channel.
That is true. We got that, and we have the cable.
The H&H Fiesta Ranch.
I tell you, there's nothing weirder. And it felt like an hour that he touched me and then stood and stared at me. It might have been 10, 12 seconds, but it felt like close to a full.
How out were you? Were you gone? Like hour. A deep sleep?
It was 1:30, so oh. I was in the midst of yeah. all I was going to get. Like,
are
this
you
was,
feeling any strange pains
I got,
this morning?
I feel like somebody burned me with their hand. When it was hand, I can still feel where he
no
touched
other
me.
Parts of the body?
No, I was fully aware of the okay. rape potential. Okay. I woke up when the hand touched me. I didn't. And then he just stared at me. And I was looking back because I didn't know where I was. So I was looking at him confused. He's looking at me confused. And he just said it. I don't know where I am. You need to go to bed, TV's Doug Hopkins. That weird kind of glazed over glare. And then he looks at my nightstand. When he started spitting in my water, I'm like, he's mad. Like, something's wrong. Why is he spitting in my water? And it's because he fell asleep with dip in his mouth. So God knows how much glug was in there when he spit it out. And he took it, which, I mean, the good side was he just took it with him. But then to scare me right after.
He didn't leave half a brick there because he bites it right off the square.
I've never.
Like old school?
Yeah.
He loads from the tin. And he's got it in there. It's fine. But he looked around, saw my cup of water. Just looking at me, I'm like, well, you can have that now. That's no good. That was for me. That was a me thing.
Here's some Mio.
What are you doing in here? This isn't a regular event, is it? I mean, I just got this thing. It's my first night in. And the roommate's standing over me, giving me night terrors. Yeah. He's fun, though. In a danger. Now it's kind of like he's one of those people that I call a trip to Mexico. You have the friends that are, quote, fun friends, trip to Mexico friends. They're fun. But at any minute now, somebody's going to get hurt or something bad's going to happen. Because the fun part starts to lean into, hey, just pissed off a cartel member. I'm like, oh, boy, we got to get out of Mexico. Doug might be one of those human Mexico people. I think he's under control, though. He's a professional drinker. Like, he's good at it. Like, none of that, you know, puking or staggering around. You don't have to babysit him. I pride myself on being one of those, and so is he.
There were some people taking a picture with a mini burrow out there.
Did we have the burrow out again? Well, I think that was part of the apartment. That's what the hay bales are for. I'm not sure. I don't know if I can get out of this thing. I think I'm stuck. People are asking, what'd you get that for? I got these suns. The goddamn suns got good, and I got totally back into that. And then the apartment shows up. I'm like, I'm going to be down here all the time. This is a great idea. And then you turn into an irresponsible.
Vacation.
Yeah, you get an irresponsible moron. Yeah, you got your menstruation vacation place, so you don't have to hang around a wife who's got her thing going. And now I got a crazy real estate agent that hovers over me instead. I think I take the period lady. We're back at it. Hopkins Holmberg Ranch open up again. We should make that a prize for listeners to give them Suns tickets and a night at the Hopkins Holmberg Ranch.
With Doug.
It would be like Chainsaw Massacre to the people. It would be like, I'm not going to that.
Need you to sign
Doug's
here.
Doug's going. I'm not going to go in there. You guys get a key and
Doug's
Hopkins,
a key here,
Hopkins wakes
here.
You. It's part of the experience. Is it in the middle of the night?
You don't know when. You don't
I will
know
buy
how.
Or sell your house or condo right now for cash.
It's 2 in the morning. Who is he?
What's this NDA?
He's the TV real estate guy. He made me sign the NDA.
He's sewing your mouth to my ass. What's happening?
I thought it was NBA.
We go to the NBA games. Oh, it's the NDA games. Look out now. That was fun. I had a fun night, but I'm going to be sleepy for the rest of the day. And so is Brett. And best wishes to our friend Jeremy, who has had a tough couple days. His stomach went bananas to the point where he thought it had split. He had an ulcer situation.
Potentially, right?
Potentially really bad ulcer.
Because he's had them in the past. Yeah.
And this one, he thought, uh-oh, it's gone.
It's feeling the same
and
way.
And doubled him
worse.
Over, and he ran to the hospital. Luckily, it's not bad, but he can't. He's going to try to, you know. It made Brett mad. Brett goes, hold on a second. He can't go stand in 105 degrees, but he can come in here tomorrow and host the squares. He's got the rest of the week off. Brett's shouting and yelling at him. He's not even here. But, yeah, so hopefully Jeremy's doing all right because that ain't fun. But Brett's out there this morning. If you want to meet the great Brett Vesely, 83rd Avenue and Camelback is where he is this morning, and he'll be out there. Probably should be getting there any time now. Operation Hydration.
That's he loves to hear your gravy recipes.
Oh, right there, yeah. Bring him some ragu.
Tell him how to make it.
He'll get you tickets to something. You just bring him a thing of Prego. That's what he needs. A case of water and a Prego inside the Safeway. Just like Mama used to do. Here's your water and your Prego. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
I got nothing.
He's got them. I think he did it. I think you put it on his computer. Either way, it's brought to you by our friends at Action Ride Shop over there. North of the 60.
He's got the
Gilbert Road.
He logged out.
He logged out.
We just got to pick one.
All right. We'll find you. We'll
he's got,
just go off the face.
Weiss and so and so that did the theme from Deliverance. The dueling.
We could have the dueling banjos for last night's.
Closer for you and Doug.
All right. I like that. Nine Inch Nails. We'll go with that one. That's perfect. It's brought to you by Action Ride Shop. If you guys want anything that goes downhill. And now, well, if you're like me. And you like to use the trails all by yourself, and you can handle the heat, you're hydrated enough, although that wouldn't be me today, get on out there. It's the time to do it. They got all sorts of great deals on bikes. You can rent them. You can pick them up. And also, if you've got a bike, they got the best mechanics in town. Get that thing tuned up beautifully and properly. Brian's amazing.
The other thing that's this time of year, I know it's hot in the afternoon, but the early morning rides are spectacular.
When I rode my bike in here last week, I wanted the ride to last. It was 10 and a half miles. I wanted it to last more. It was so perfect. So you're right. If you're an early riser, I don't know why you would be any earlier than this. It's insane.
It's but a little bit easier because it's getting light so early.
Right. Yeah. But and if you get up at like 3:30 and start riding around, it's perfect. It was amazing last night at the McDonald's, hanging my head out the window, and it was a nice night. So, yeah, get on out there. Action Ride Shop will take care of you. So, beautiful thing.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.